Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. I'm going to give you the full instruction. So whether this is your very first time to meditate or your very billionth time to meditate is irrelevant, because we are all going to start over again together right now. So please take your seat, begin to get settled. We'll sit together for 10 minutes, as I mentioned, and you may sit on the floor if you like, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And it's also good and fine and excellent to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to share with you two questions that I often ask myself to start the day, usually in my journal. And I find that when I reach the end of the day and look back on the answers to those questions, often, not always, but often things have transpired during the day that shed further light on those questions, or that let me know that there are themes working in my life that are alive and real and meaningful. So those questions are, and I say they're very simple because they are, the first question is, what do I wish to offer today? And that could be anything. You know, I wish to offer to my neighbor that I will take out her trash because she's old and sick. Or I wish to offer to myself a chance to not work so hard today. So instead of working till 9 p.m., I'll work till 5 p.m. Or I wish to offer, you know, $5 to a homeless person. Or I wish to offer my good thoughts that the world be at peace. It could be anything, from something very small, even just a thought that you have, to writing a giant check or doing a huge favor or anything in between. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you connect with your own generosity and ask yourself, right now, in fact, today, what will I offer? And if you like, you can stop right here and write it down or write this down after our practice. But think about it. What will I offer? And then the next question is, what do I wish to receive? And it can be anything also, like, I wish to receive $1 million. If that happens, let me know. I wish to receive insight into a problem I'm having in my relationship. Or I wish to receive a sign that the path that I'm on is the right path. Or I wish to receive, I don't know, a compliment or a new pair of shoes or hope. It can be anything, from the material to the immaterial. But truthfully, today, what do you hope to receive? So between these two, what do I hope to give and what do I hope to receive, we launch perhaps a sort of endless loop of generosity between ourselves and this world. And that is a nice way to start the day. So I hope that is useful. I would love to hear your answers. If you want to put them in comments that go with this newsletter, please do. And without further ado, let's begin our practice right now. So please begin your practice by saying to yourself, silently or out loud, now is my time to practice, and everything else can wait. In other words, put a clean edge on your practice. 1 second ago I was not practicing, now I am. This is my time, and for 10 minutes the whole world can wait, because it can. So declare, proclaim, take your seat, as it were, and sit up straight with a sense of dignity and pride in the goodness of your heart and indeed of your very existence. Whether things are going well or poorly right now, here you are doing your best, and I am sure that you are. Take pride in that. And feel that pride rise in your body from a grounded seat. Feel your sitting bones pressing down. to the top of your head that sort of blossoms up towards the heavens. And feel how you in your own body can connect with the earth and heavens at the same time. In fact, you connect heaven and earth in your own body. Feel that. Let the hands rest on the thighs just above the knee or wherever feels comfortable. The biceps should basically be parallel with the torso. And while you connect with this sense of firmly rooted and upward rising, soften at the same time. Soften. Let your belly relax. And feel the warmth of your own heart. There's always a feeling of warmth right here, if you notice. So look at these amazing things that are happening just in our energy bodies or our inner bodies, or I don't know what they're called, but within ourselves we can contact these energies of up and down and strong and soft. The breath is natural, coming in and out through the nose. And in our practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front. And while your gaze is resting at that spot, you can also let your eyes relax. So they're sort of fixed and relaxed at the same time. Let the whole visual field in, rather than trying to laser point your gaze on any spot in particular. And the eyes are open because, excuse me, this is a practice of wakefulness and right here, right now-ness. And feel your breath. Feel the breath coming in on the inhale. And feel it dissolve out on the exhale. You are alive and you are breathing. Feel that. Let your mind rest on this feeling of breath coming in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. Think whatever you want. No problem, no effort to stop thinking or think anything in particular. Think whatever. But hold your focus on your breath as best you can. And if you notice that it becomes absorbed in thought rather than breath, that is fine. No problem. It's excellent, in fact, because you saw, you woke up. Let go of the thoughts, come back to the breath, and begin again. And that's all there is to it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice, and may what you offer be received with joy, and what you wish to receive come to you without obstruction.